Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kwadri Benton-Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My guest, Bewley Opperman, a Namibian commercial pilot, 10 cabin crew attendant, tells the story of how her passion for serving people has seen her taking a permanent job as WestAir's cabinet crew head. So now, Bewley, good day in Windhoek.
Yes.
And thank you for flying us, during our trip. But tell me about yourself. Who Bewley is.
Yes. Okay, so I am a born and bred Namibian, born in a small town of Gobabis in the eastern side of Namibia. Grew up on a farm, didn't know anything about airplanes. The only thing I knew about airplanes was I had to wave to the pilot when he flew over me since I was small. And grew up there, never really had anything to do with airplanes. I was actually quite scared of flying up until the age of about 13, 15. And then when the day came when I had to decide what I wanted to become in life, I thought, why not a pilot? And kind of stuck to the idea, and it just made sense for me. I've always had a sense of adventure and never really wanted to be just one thing. I knew that aviation would be able to take me to all areas of life and like test all of my experiences that I've built in life in different situations that you are placed in aviation. And basically started my aviation training in 2018. I'm 21 years old.
Really?
Yes, I'm 21 years old. Okay. So quite young, very ambitious and young. Started my training when I was 18 years old in January 2018 as a private pilot, having the dream of becoming a pilot. So did my training at Cigna Aviation Services, which is a sister company of WestAir Aviation. Did my training there for 6 months and finished my PPL in 6 months. I was very happy with what I was doing at that stage. I mean, the whole dream of becoming a pilot actually just became bigger and it grew, and the ambitions were very high. And then Gustav Holtz, the owner or co-owner of West Aviation, approached me one day and said that he saw that I was a very ambitious young lady and he wanted to know if he cannot maybe use me as a cabin crew just until I get my commercial pilot's license. At that stage, I was on my way to starting my commercial pilot's license, so he wanted me to do the cabin crew while I was doing the commercial pilot's license. After that, I agreed, and he sent me to do my cabin crew training in Johannesburg. Did the training in 6 weeks, came back, and I still thought I was going to have a week or 2 weeks off, and when I came back the next day, they called me and said, when are you going to start? So yeah, basically started my career in cabin crew and aviation, firstly starting at WestAir. Never really was employed before anywhere else, so at the age of 18 I had my first job, or actually that time I was 19, but I had my first job at WestAir Aviation. So yeah, the aviation sector took me in a different, sector of flying that I actually wanted to do at that stage. They also gave me the opportunity because they knew that I didn't come from an aviation background. So they said they want to diversify the idea that I have of aviation just to see if there isn't something else that I would rather like doing by giving me the opportunity to become a cabin crew. So then started doing the flights as cabin crew. At that stage, we were still leasing the airplane to Air Namibia as well as crew. So I did Air Namibia flights to Harare and Lusaka and Victoria Falls. It was quite fantastic, very, very scary for a first-time cabin crew member to do these long-haul flights, but it was a very good experience. I learned a lot of things on those flights early on in cabin crew, and then started thinking about the idea of actually being a cabin crew more permanently because I liked working with the people, something that I never had like thought about before as a pilot, because as a pilot you don't really work with the passengers. Exactly, yes. You don't work with your passengers. So started liking working with the passengers, especially the little children and older people, and dealing with all the people from around the world, basically. So it wasn't just me flying an airplane, it was me being in an airplane while flying, but dealing with the world in the back of the aircraft, if you can call it that.
So is it a point that right now, because of your passion also for, you know, with people and ensuring that they're fine on board, etc., you're beginning to pick that element strong than the original, being in the cockpit?
Exactly, yeah. So shortly after that, my focus shifted from the commercial pilot's license to becoming a full-time cabin crew member. I think Wese was very happy at that stage because they were quite tight on crew members, and I did pursue the full-time job in becoming a cabin crew member. And yeah, basically started doing the West Day schedules. When that started last year, I did the first Undangwa scheduled flight to Undangwa, which was very, very exciting experience for me. We flew some very, very, VIPs, very big, very important people in the airplane that day. And after that, starting to fly more regularly, it just kind of built on this foundation that I kind of laid myself of, rather being a cabin crew member. And yeah, shortly after that, as I said, literally let go of the commercial pilot dream. I still have my PPL. I did renew my PPL last year, so it's still current. I can still fly on my own, but focused on the cabin crew side of things.
Of course. So at what point in time are you envisaging that probably want to go back to flying? Or, you know, the thing is also about passion. You may have the skill,
yeah.
But from what you're saying now, do you think that you I mean, I don't want to use the word you're going to get stuck in at cabin crew,
yeah.
But you know, do you envisage going back to flying?
Back to flying as a pilot itself?
Yes.
Not really. No, not as a pilot itself. As a private pilot, I would always want to continue to fly an airplane, but for myself, not necessarily doing it as a job.
Commercial one.
Yeah, not having a job as a pilot, but rather having the passion for flying and then just continuing the passion through flying as a private pilot. So yeah, that's where the flying for me will begin.
And what's your motivation for that? Your motivation.
My motivation.
It's a
passion and it's a drive that I can't explain it. It's just, when I first got into an airplane, it was home. And when I was in the sky and flying the airplane, it felt right. I mean, it's something you can't really explain to someone who doesn't have the passion for flying. So that's what's going to drive the passion of flying, is my passion for flying and for aviation. And obviously staying in contact with that side of wanting to fly through being a cabin crew member. Every now and then I get the privilege to hop on one of our own smaller aircraft, some of the pilots, just to go drop off passengers somewhere, just to observe basically what they're doing. And that kind of satisfies the need to fly myself.
Okay.
So yeah, and yeah, being cabin crew member is definitely not where I'm going to stop in aviation.
What years? I'm going to ask you in the next 5 years. Then, where are you looking to be?
Where am I looking to be? So at this stage, I quite recently got a promotion at West Air, where I'm now the chief cabin crew member of West Air Aviation, and I am also managing a very big mining contract for West Air Aviation. And with that being said, I'm kind of in the office and managing crew members and flying. So I'm doing a lot of different things at the same time. So with that being said, I definitely see myself growing in the chief cabin crew area, where I want to become a cabin crew instructor. After that, I would like to pursue a career in the aviation business side. So I'm looking into doing an online business degree. Online because of the fact that we saw this year that everyone can study online. It's possible. And I don't want to stop flying just to get a degree. I kind of want to continue growing in my flying, in my aviation career while studying to become better at it. So in 5 years from now, hopefully I'll have some kind of a degree, maybe in business management, not specifically aviation business management, but business management.
General.
Yeah, general. And have the instructor's license behind my name as well, with a lot of cabin crew hours with the current PPL. And yeah, we'll have to see what
happens. I mean, sometimes
what happens,
things
exactly.
in life you know, take new things, and because new things are happening.
Exactly.
Now, what would you say to people who, you know, young women and ladies like you, who probably to be in the aviation business, especially for women, is not that common.
It's really not that
common. And what is it that you can tell people that who still have vision, I mean, who still have aspirations and want to be, dream of having, you know,
a career
in that sector?
My advice to anyone and everyone would be to never let the world place you in a box. Don't let who you are, where you grew up, your roots in life be the reason for you to not do something because the world doesn't see you doing that. Always excel in your dreams. Pursue what makes sense for you and what makes sense for your life. Don't bother about other people's opinions because people will always have opinions. In this aviation sector that I am, I'm sure a lot of people are doubting what I'm doing still. And I mean, it's a man's world. You have to be strong. You have to be focused, and you have to be driven. Nothing that someone tells you should ever get you down. So if that passion and your purpose is big enough, push past the realities that life chooses to present itself, and prove life and people's opinions wrong, because no one can put you in a box.
What do you do to relax in a very busy atmosphere of aviation, flying, etc.? What do you do to unwind?
To unwind, well, I enjoy gymming. I mean, you know, after a long day of stressful flying or whatever you had to deal with in the office, the best thing is to just go on a treadmill and, you know, just jog all of the frustrations out. And sometimes you get the chances to see your own country, or go home, and then you just take, when you have the opportunity, I usually go away from the area that I find myself in every day. So Windhoek is home to me. When I do get an off weekend or a time off, I choose to always take myself out of the place where I'm stressed, and that automatically is an unwinding for me. So usually that would be home on the farm, or Swakopmund. I mean, you were in Swakopmund.
Yeah,
Swakopmund
yeah.
is fantastic. Or in the north of Namibia. I mean, Namibia is such a wonderful place to just see your own country.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's unwinding enough for me.
And then, what was the moment during your as a cabin crew member, you know, dealing with passengers and all of that?
Mm.
How do you manage? Because it won't be rosy. It's not. I mean, it's not hunky dory. You may have times that.
Yeah.
What
no.
was it at that time that?
That
you kind of had enough of that.
Okay, so as I said, shortly after I decided I wanted to pursue a career in cabin crew, that was last year, about February, they sent me to Mali to do some contract work there, where we actually have an Embraer station there, and we have a contract working with the Bundeswehr, various armies around the world, flying them from point A to point B in Mali. At that stage, that was kind of an interesting kind of flying that I did. I mean, you trade passengers who complain about food in tight skirts and skinny jeans for passengers who don't get food on an airplane because it's military wearing uniforms. It's something completely different to what you would have ever imagined to do as a cabin crew member. And at that stage, I was thinking, you know, is this really like... You never think about that, but that's also things that cabin crew can do. Is this really what I want to do? And I just pushed past that sector, started to see the advantage in that situation, seeing that I was doing something that so little amounts of cabin crew around the world will ever have the chance to do, is to work with military and to push past the negatives and look for the positives and take the situation for the uniqueness that it is. And yeah, as I said, it could have been a make or break, especially that, because it's a very stressful environment. But I think it made me. And from then coming back, we also flew a lot during COVID times now, which had some challenges of its own. There were times where we flew across Africa in our small regional airplane of 50 seats, hopping from one destination to another, fueling and stopping and then getting to the next destination. I mean, it was tiresome. I mean, it was a weekly thing, but it was amazing at the same time. I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Never in my life, again, I think, would I have the opportunity to fly people around during a time when there was no one flying. I mean, that also posed a lot of challenges mentally, to overcome the hurdle of tiredness and being exhausted and, you know, just the mental block of the whole world is standing still. There's lots of risks, I mean, with COVID, this and that. Getting over that, overcoming it, and also looking at the positives, pushing through, and then realizing that the passion and the love for what you're doing is bigger than the challenges posed by it. So,
okay. Yeah. Really, thank you so much for your time. Again, thank you for flying us.
It was an absolute pleasure
flying. Hope to be back again.
Yes, definitely. We look forward to seeing you.
Okay.